us pray prayer together on our knees. Let us pray prayer together on our knees. When I fall on my knees with my face to the rising sun, oh Lord, have mercy.
Welcome to The Bible Speaks with Elgin Kerlock. The Bible Speaks is a weekly ministry of Harvest International. Our prayer is that The Bible Speaks will encourage you in your study of God's Word. You will be able to contact Elgin at the address given at the end of this broadcast. And now, here's Elgin.
Brothers and sisters, I welcome you in the name of our risen Savior, Jesus the Christ. And as we celebrate this season of Pentecost, we want to look at various aspects of what we gained when Jesus got up. And once again, as in earlier this week, I have the distinct privilege of having my wife of 38 years, Judy Kerlock, joining me. And we are discussing one of her scriptures that really brings her comfort. And so we're going to speak on the topic of God's assurances. The scripture of inspiration is 1 Corinthians 2, verse 9, which I'll ask Sister Judy to read for you now.
Hello, everyone. 1 Corinthians 2, 9. But as it is written, eye hath not seen, nor ear heard, neither has entered into the heart of man the things which God hath prepared for them that love him.
1 Corinthians 2 and 9 is a profound verse that offers a powerful assurance from God about the future that awaits those who love him. The verse states, however, as it is written, what no eye has seen, what no ear has heard, and what no human mind has conceived, the things God has prepared for those who love him. This passage is incredibly encouraging and is often cited to inspire hope and anticipation among believers for the divine blessings that are to come. The verse explicitly tells us that glories awaiting believers in the future are beyond anything we can currently perceive or imagine. This assurance speaks of the infinite creativity and generosity of God, who has prepared unimaginable blessings for his children. These blessings are not limited to material or earthly rewards, but encompass the full scope of spiritual and eternal riches that will be fully realized in the presence of God.
2 Corinthians reads, for we walk by faith, not by sight, which for me means we have to trust in God's timing, trust in God's plan for us, and not by what we see, hear, feel, not by our emotions, our anxieties and those things. We have to trust in what God is telling us is coming.
Amen. And for me, this is exciting because I have a pretty good imagination and hope for what I would like to see God do in my life and the lives of those I come in contact with. So if he's saying I can't even imagine what he is capable of doing in my life, it gives me goosebumps. But how do we prepare for those promises?
Since the promises are specifically for those who love him, the primary preparation involves deepening our love for God. This can be nurtured through regular prayer, meditation on God's word, and engaging in worship. Loving God encompasses obeying his commandments, seeking to please him in all aspects of life, and cultivating a relationship that prioritizes God above all earthly concerns. We must also live by faith, not by sight, as I mentioned earlier. This means trusting in God's promises when they are not yet visible or when current circumstances seem contrary to the assurance of good things to come. Faith involves holding on to God's truths and living in a way that reflects complete trust in his word.
We must also regularly engage in spiritual discipline, such as prayer, fasting, Bible study, and service to align our hearts with God's will. These practices help strengthen our spirituality and maturity, which are essential for fully appreciating and receiving the things God has prepared. Prayer is another vital tool in preparing to receive God's assurances. Through prayer, we maintain an open line of communication with God, express our desires and fears, and receive spiritual guidance and reassurance. It's through this dialogue that we can continually affirm our trust and dependence on God's promises. We must also adopt an eternal perspective rather than a purely earthly one. By focusing on eternal blessing prepared for us, we can better navigate the challenges and temptations of the world without becoming overly attached or discouraged by temporary situations.
Knowing that God has prepared such incredible things for those who love Him serves as a strong motivation for believers to continue living faithfully and loving God wholeheartedly. It reassures us that our faith and love toward God are not in vain, but are moving us toward a glorious future that far outweighs any present hardship or sacrifice. Romans 8:18.
Brothers and sisters, once again, I want to thank you for spending time with us for Words of Inspiration, and we look forward to speaking with you again on tomorrow. Till then, God bless.
I've wandered far away from God.
This program is cared for by listeners who care. Your prayers and financial investment in this ministry helps to keep the good news on the air. We look forward to hearing from you and invite you to write us at Harvest International, Post Office Box 6690, Ocala, Florida 34478. Again, that's Harvest International, Post Office Box 6690, Ocala, Florida 34478.